Beginning current daf Masechtas Bar Metzia daf Beis. We're going to Amud Beis. Going to Tzimtzum to begin with the Gemara. He turned Metzia, which the Gemara is coming to answer the question. Says, wait a second, why did we need to have two types of cases? So he said, oh, one's Metzia, one's and one's Mekhemek. And the Gemara is saying, why you need to have both? Because the Gemara says he turned Metzia. I would have said only Metzia, the Rabban Mekeshua, because he's Marehetter. And I kept to explain this. Bishim the Meir of Amar, because he instructs to himself and he says, oh, Chabrei loved me the chaser. My friend's not missing anything. He didn't pay for this. Lakach, tough as David grabs a hold of it. Now, I got Avagav Shadir Shechabir Amat. So even though he knows that his friend found it, oh, so therefore, Ram Rabban Shvullah, so that's what the Rabban imposed an oath on him, Kadeshibisha, that he should separate and not take what's not appropriately as his. A Mechamemkab regarding business, purchasing, the Lekal Memahu, you can't say such a thing. Where Shem Yedei of Shechaver HaKonim, meaning if he knows his friend bought it, Laba Tafas, he would not grab a hold of it. And because it's not like the guy is not losing anything, the guy paid for it. Or Medidabas Ba, from the fact that he is holding on to it, obviously Sabah Shalayhu. Oh, so this is what text explains the idea. So obviously he thinks that it's his. And it starts at Meicher, and that the seller agreed to sell it to him. As Kedemasik will come on, the Gemara comes on later on, because the Nakat was Mitabayah, because he actually took money from both of them. I would say that it shouldn't swear. Why? The text explains the Mishum Shabula first, because what's the oath gonna help? It's not gonna make him separate. Shari Sabulim Emes. He actually thinks he's saying the truth. Mashallah, that's the Chiddush that Tafalach Yeshava, even so, he should take an oath because it will help him separate. Now, Now, but he for sure doesn't think it's not, we're not thinking that he's saying the truth. And this is where Tais disagrees with Rashi on the Manal. Each one's claiming on the other tia, I did the weave, I wove this. Now, one of them is definitely lying. Bemeze deliberately, it can't be that he thinks he did something which he didn't do. And it can't be both did it. Let's say both are holding on to a document, which it's either lenders or the borrowers, it can't be both. So yeah, there it's obvious that you split it with an oath. Why? We said that it's only because he thinks he's saying that. So that's what he says. Because through an oath, he's supposed to stroke in a separate. Why? What do you mean? The guy's trying to steal. So he'll swear falsely too. So someone suspect regarding money. He's not suspected. The oath is more severe. So it's going to make him separate. And that's what we're saying. And we would have thought when the guy's trying to lie, then you give him a shvuah. That's what we're trying to explain. In our case, when we thought that he's saying the truth, what's going to help? So we said no, because it's still the oath is there that to prevent that point, which sounds like from Tosis that no, maybe there is still a concern that the guy is trying to lie. Next test matter begins the Gemara, but let's just do the manokat. So the question is, by business, what do you mean? Just let's just by transactions. Let's just see who did he take money from. Now, Pesach Rashi explains, what's the question? Nishlo Meicher, ask the seller, who did you take money from? Now, the question is, even though the seller is not believed, when the purchase item is not by him anymore, could you say, so you're like the one brings a condition of any woman at base and the Maschel Bermidlum, but they explain. So, in the middle, when we say that, but not that's only if he took money from both. But when they took the money from one of them, them is believed. Even when the purchased item is not by him. And the Gemara at this point thinks he took money from one of them. And then the text after this says, so the Gemara answers that, no, he took money from both of them. And so he says, the Gemara is, the word's in our Gemara, it's B'lo Yadina Mihu Midayti Mivakarche. So he says, the Gemara is, B'lo Yadina, we don't know. Which we don't know. So says Tosis, this is what Rashi says, that we don't know. So the question is, this for nothing that Rashi says, the Girsa is that we don't know, because, in other words, because the question is, what do you mean he doesn't know? It wouldn't help that if he knew anyway, because we don't believe him. So Tosis says, no, it's not true. Here is still no. It's still a good question, because even though the item is not by him anymore, Nemanhu, he would be believed. So that's a question that's bothering Rashi. Why he says Yadinan? How's to say that he doesn't know? I mean, if he did know, he would be believed. I thought he's not believed. No, he's at least believed like a single witness. And that's the question about Maishnim Nishbam. So why do both of them swear, at least the one that the seller is assisting, maybe it's not going to be believed, but at least he put the Mishvua, at least it should exempt him from an oath, because like we see, Eirach is believed regarding the Lachas of Shua, and Mitach, Yishav, Mishvua, the rest, and the other one swear the biblical oath. So that's what I said, Vashti Gurashap, but now it makes sense the Gersa of the Lo Yada, that he doesn't know, and that's what the Gemara's answer, because the Yada, if he did know, yeah, Havanamik, Eirach, he would believe, like one witness. Okay, then he says, "Me have a matzlish noye." Truth is, then if that's the case, the Gemara could have just answered the lesser command and the shaili. It could have just answered that he's just not here to ask him, and that would also take care of the problem of the Gemara's question. Now, Rebbe Farish re-explains the nisha lehem that we should ask them. And the question was not the meicher, we should ask them. And me kibal meicher amoyis. Who did the seller accept the money? We're not really suspecting them to lie. He'll say, I give and I didn't give. Really, they're not disagreeing. Only who did the seller agree to? I mean, since the money's in chalukim, but we're going to give him the money, then they're not disagreeing. And Sigma answers, no, they both gave, but that was Gemara's question. Let's just ask them who gave. Our mission is not pronounced. Because he says that, we can bring them both to a shvur shav, which Tesis says, but sinu lemeimer, we could say, the other shaper, the Gemara knew, the masnitin efsher, that our mission is possible, the tavai bahadi hadodiak bu, that both of them picked it up together at the same time, which was really what the Gemara is saying, that it's not a vade shvur shav. So what was the Gemara's question then? Still, the Gemara is asking that still they should divide it without an oath. Why? Because the Gemara at least entertained to say that even that Ben Nanas would say that even if it's possible to call it Shavuot Shav, that we shouldn't be Mechayev Shavuot. And the Gemara answers no. Hasan Badi Eke Shavuot Shav. There is definitely Shavuot Shav, and Ben Nanas only said as a lach by definite, not by Efsha. Next, there's not to begin the Gemara. Hasan Dalei Tavsit Avayu. There, it's talking about that they're not both holding on to it. So that's what Ben Samet's Mechabla Raya. And they're both holding on to it, so they're being divided with a Shavua. So Tais explains, meaning, they're not holding on to it, meaning Kol Echad, Ha Echad. Each one of them is not holding on to it. Meaning Ki Yem Echad, but meaning they're not both holding it, but one. And that's what we say, according to Rabbanu, it's Mechaberi, Oliver Raya. In contrast, over here, where we say it's Pagin B'Shua. Now, Tais explains, now, even though the truth is, we say this halacha, even when the cow is by the swamp, Israel Rabbanu, and the Rabbanu hold Metz Mechaberi Oliver Raya, like the case of the cow when it was sold, when it only gave birth, one of them is not Mukhsi, one of them not holding on to it. So there's no Kamukha Mechaberi Echatophis, it is called one of them as the one that's holding it, Machmas Cheskis Mari Kama. Not holding it literally, but because of the halacha, as the Gemara explains later on the Kuf, of the presumption of the original owner. And actually, v'is the Gars Hasim, there is those who have the text with it, the Chad Minayhu, that it's one of them. What Tess is trying to say is that the primary stress is not specifically if the money is found literally in the hand of one of them and the hand of both of them. It's just enough that it's known to us that up until now it was one of those. As we explained, it would because Cheskis Marikama, so therefore that's what's on the second one who's coming to take it. He has to bring the raya. That's what means that the Chad Minayhu, just one of them. Not that even then anyone has to be actually holding on to it. Next says Mazda Bin Gemara Echad Dikadar the Maina. So the Gemara says that when did Simcha say is Halacha? When is Dara the Maina? So Pierce, what does that mean? So he explains, not like Rashi, says Shabbat and Nesayim, meaning if without their claims, Yesh Shavik Lebezin, there's a doubt to the court that Yesh Lecha Trial Chabera, that one of them has a claim on his friend, Shabbat and Nesayim, he went out their claims. That's where he says this halacha, but meaning Kagan Beshar Shanak is a part like Tigma Bakamad of Mivam Menav has a Machla Par Bechamar, and he switches a cow for a donkey. That doubt is on its own. So then, That's where he has the halacha that the division is going to be even without an oath. But when there's no derem, then we didn't say that. Then it's going to have the halacha like our Mishnah with a shvur. So the Mishnah says, isn't the kavachemer? If I'm by the part of the derem minor for this one and for that one, and you could say it's because it's chok mele shvur when there's no derem minor, and you could say it's like both of those in the kol shekin. So this explains. He says leparuch that the Gemara is not asking el isum tesvid lekrabana de bananas. Only if sumchas holds like rabbanan that disagreed bananas, which is the lechayshel shvur shav, they're not concerned for a false oath because the bananas, according to bananas, are to the contrary. Echad de ikel meima when you could say kula demar that it's all one of those. And actually, palatable shvur. And actually, the division would be without an oath. From the ikkubavad shvur shav, because then for sure you're gonna have a shvur shav. Then you wouldn't have the svara of saying that. What do you mean? That then is when he says chagmish. It's not going to tell us a kabel chaymer that as the Gemara is trying to tell us, as Tais is explaining. He says to the contrary, we could understand why the halach of simchas ikulim mekul demar. In other words, where the money for sure belongs to one of them, then it didn't require a shvur so that it doesn't come out of shvur shav. But in our Mishnah, he would agree that you would swear because it's possible it's both of them, and that it's not for sure shvur shav. So that would collapse what the Gemara's question is on the Kabbal Chaimah to say in our Mishnah for sure should be chok mele shvur. It's not true. We would make a shvur. Next is must begin with the Gemara. Ma hasam nikadar demayna on the same words. Which Tosfos brings b'cherek chesked about the basadat lamehem and avgabe arva. But the case of the boat, Tamar Nachum Nachman says, "Kol dom gavar." He says over there, okay, whoever stronger wins. Parach the Gemara has my machlef par bechamor when a guy switches a cow for a donkey, we don't know when they gave birth. Halachas they have to divide it. And why, we're not saying whether they call dom gavar. Mishan the Gemara answers, "Hasam ikedar demayin." Oh, there's a dar demayin. Because there's a dar demayna, so that's what we're going to say yachloik. Whereas the case of Nachman is talking about, there's no dar demayna, therefore you're going to say called dabin gavar. Now, today's by the way, a question. That's what he kind of suggests. He says, the late part of the Gemara does not ask what it asks over here. Mal hasam ev over there, they could dar demayna. Where the dar demayna become him, you can say called demands, and it's all one of those. You still say yachloik. So Gabi Arva, so regarding the boat, Nikol Meimer, the Tavayu, that you can say that both that's Ben Cholkin, and you don't divide it. It'll call them Gvar, you only say whoever's stronger went to the Parachacha, like the Gemara asks over here. So in other words, what bothering Taisa is, why didn't the Gemara over there continue to ask, like it says over here? To the contrary, if we just have the money and the money for sure, it's one of those. It's you say Achleiku for sure when there's no dirt of mine, it's possible the money is both those for sure. You say the halacha, so that's what Taisa says. Oh, I'll tell you why. The reason is because regarding the division, which Taisa comes to explain, Baba Basa, the Gemara is discussing regarding just the haluka. Regarding that, for sure, it's logical that as far as dirt of mine, that meaning, in other words, that Metzis on its own, we're not sure, even without their claims, like we're saying when the cow gave birth, we're not sure exactly when that happened. Oh, so he taiva, that's good. Like we explained in Tosfos Masechta Hecha, that it's a doubt without their claims, so didn't shech leku. So that would definitely make sense that, okay, we should divide it, because we don't know. And we don't know that without their claims even. Arba regarding the case of both Alpha Gav to Evshad Dabaihi, right? Although it's possible that it's both of theirs, but Kimin Laki Dara Dermina, since there's no Dara Dermina, we would not have the subject without their claims, and they're not holding on to it. So, how would they call them a Gemara? Because they were holding on to it, and then there wouldn't be a difference as we went Namad Alf. So you say, okay, whoever's stronger wins. Alin Yeshvua, okay, so that's regarding the halacha of Yechleiku. Regarding the halacha of our Sugir, we discussed regarding the oath. Regarding that, email as far as Dar Dimamayna. So the logic of Dar Dimamayna doesn't help Lachlik B'lei Shvua to say you divide it without an oath. Since it's definitely one of those, Svaru Sheikh Lik B'Shvua. Well, then that logic would definitely tell us that you should divide with an oath. Because then maybe one of them is going to admit. So therefore, that's what's saying that through the oath, it's possible that the deceiver will separate, and the courts will come to the truth. And therefore, even if in the place where the money for sure is only one of them, that for sure the shvur is going to at least help to separate the rami. So simchas didn't require a shvur, then for sure in our sukkah, that's possible. That's both. That's what the Gemara was saying, that it should not require an oath.